When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. We're back with John Hogue as we talk about prophecy. John, the Native American Hopi prophecy of final warnings. Let's get into some of that. You were just touching on that before the break. They were pretty accurate, weren't they?
Yes, and for instance, just to give you a list of them, the prophecy started with the coming of the white man across the eastern seas, and if he carried a symbol that was a circle, he was the true white man come to balance his life with the red man. If he came with a cross as a symbol, he was the false white man and would cause a Holocaust for the Indians. Then they saw the seer coming, that never with long horns. They saw the railways. They saw how the white man would put in their lands iron ropes on poles, and crisscross the sky with cobwebs. That's contrails.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, towards our time, there would be a great alliance of the sun, the swastika, and the reds. And that would make a great war on Turtle Island. That's what they called North America, which in a way looks from space a bit like a big turtle.
Yeah.
And so they then said when that happened and when the gourd of ashes was exploded near their lands. Now, a Hopi gourd is a round, bulbous bottom with a thin neck. If you turn it upside down, it looks like a mushroom cloud. And they talked about that this thing with the gourd of ashes would be lit, this weapon that would make sterile the land that it blew up on. And when those warnings finally came, they knew it was time to stop keeping secret their oral tradition. And they were going to have to tell the people of the world that they're entering the times of the fourth world being destroyed into the fifth world, where the last time it happened through flood, as so many other cultures talk about it, and that may be, objectively speaking, because when the Ice Age ended 10,000 BC and the sudden flood of rising oceans, could be that many people, mostly living on the ocean, all have these flood stories. Well, we have something happening in two possibilities in the next few decades that deal with fire. A runaway climate change of warming, disrupted climate, and the danger of world war through nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
So the thing, you know, the final warnings are that we would bring stones back from the moon and build a teepee, a house in the sky that was permanent, Space Station Alpha. And so all the warnings have been fulfilled, so we have entered. They also talked about the main cause of the purification of fire was ecological imbalance. And since the Hopi are so in harmony with nature, they said the people of our time have completely lost their connection with nature. It's all gone into little cell phones. And so a great shock has to happen. A great awakening has to happen. And I just want to say, because I know that I often come on this show, and I really feel about it, that I sometimes am so scary. I want to frame one important thing is to celebrate the fact that only when the human race is on the abyss, the edge of the abyss, that's only when all of us can see what's going to happen if we don't change. We will change. So
we have to change.
Yeah, and it will happen. And you could almost, in an odd way, kind of thank the shocks. Because in better times, when people have the potential to jump out of old patterns, and, I mean, what is prophecy about if it isn't about redefining and recreating a better human race? That means that the old habits have to be destroyed in the process of that creation. So it's not just an easy shift into it. But the other thing, too, is when all your systems start falling apart, you're left only to your being. And there's a potential. You can self-destruct, or you can go, my God, if my dreams and my Ozzie and Harriet life hadn't been shook up, I would have never looked in and found out there's something more than any of that that could create a golden life and a golden age.
Who, John, was Matthias Stormberger's in his incredible prophecies?
He was a man who was an illiterate herder of cows in eastern Bavaria. He had his visions in the 1780s, 1770s, and they were later written down before he died in 1820. And he's remarkable for being one of a handful of mostly German seers, oddly enough, who breathtakingly foresaw in detail and dated the First and Second World War. I guess there's some karmic connection there, since maybe a quantum filament of prophecy where mystics like Bartholomeus and Stormberger and others kind of could see that future Germans would be responsible for this. And there are a few others, Edgar Cayce and Nostradamus, of course, is involved in this group. I talk about them at length in the book, A New Cold War, which I published and initially talked first time on your show back in April of 2014, when it looked like those patterns of prophecies were in motion for a Cold War 2.0 that does not remain cold. Because I never knew why. How could people, when I read these things in the depths of the Cold War One, how could Stormberger say that people would walk with their eyes wide open into this catastrophe of a Third World War? And now, you know, as things get closer to their potential fulfillment, I don't mean it's preordained, but just potential, you start to see the clues get clearer and clearer. The reason why is that all across the world, and especially in the United States, which is one of the great nuclear powers, people are not being told by their press, their corporately controlled, military-industrial controlled press. I mean, Raytheon has a lot, and Saudi Arabia, and a lot of people have pay the bankrolls for a lot of the networks. I've got that all in my writings, a chapter and verse and sources. And so you're not going to hear a view of the full world with if you're going to rub somebody raw that way in their world of hegemony. So the thing is, people aren't even aware. They walk with open eyes because they're not aware. They're Fourth Estate. They're journalists. So the only profession in the Constitution that was even mentioned outside of the leadership saying, you've got to have a free press. It's not being manipulated, controlled by the government. I mean, it's not. You're not even being told how a lot of the social media hegemons are actually breaking the Constitution right now by allowing the Atlantic Council as to be their censors, like Facebook does. These are former NSA and CIA heads. This is Raytheon, Grumman, major military-industrial complex manufacturers, and the generals and leaders of NATO. These are not people who are into peace. It's not good business. And so a lot of people are by the thousands are being deplatformed in this great battle, which is the key, very Aquarian Age, this, the key resistance of the organized Piscean Age dying ideas are going to try to control your mind, control your information, manipulate your mind by denying you full access to what's actually going on in the world. The danger is that you might find yourself walking, even in a few weeks, as I said earlier, if they get Trump to do what they want to do with Iran, that could develop into a major, everybody I'm talking to right at this moment, your lives will be utterly changed when the Middle East goes up in flames. And so, and in a way, there's potentials of that coming in this period of travail. And I just would say to this, when things get scary, and you wonder if there's going to be a terrible end, just remember what a woman goes through when she's having a baby, and sometimes it's terrifying and painful. But just remember that there's something potentially very beautiful that will come through that travail, a rebirth of yourselves, a rebirth of a new humanity. So this gauntlet that we're about to enter, the decade of transformation, or destruction or transformation.
And what a transformation, huh? It's going to be huge, John.
You're going to see more changes in the next 10 years than you saw in the 100 years of the 20th
century. My gosh. With everything. Technology, everything. Just everything.
Everything. You know, remember how many shows for decades now, I've been saying how each year we step further into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be this pressure, this urge to redefine everything about what it is to be human on this planet. And now here we are, George.
We are here. It's
we're
here.
We're entering the gauntlet now.
One more question about 2020. Do you see a large recession or worse coming?
It's definitely coming, and it's structurally, systemically coming from, and it's basically the steps that think of 2020 as somewhat like a repeat of 2007, when people were seeing something coming, but there was a lot of denial about what it was until September 2008 happened, and then it really hit. There's a similar thing happening with this, only it's far bigger. You'll see the ominousness of this. You will see, actually, probably the Trump administration will do whatever it can to deepen not only negative interest rates, but go down even into deep negative interest rates or zero interest as well to slow this thing from coming. The stars indicate that when Saturn, that's the first pillar of the three pillars that keep the world order as we've known it up and controlling over us, that one drops at the end of December of 2020, just a few 6 weeks or so after the election. So it's highly likely if this doesn't come sooner, that is why Trump will be elected. And if Bloomberg is still there, the possibility is, if it comes sooner, Bloomberg might be able, even though he's as charismatic as chopped liver, he is going to have to play the role of, I'm stability. Yeah,
yes.
I'm a billionaire, but I'm really a successful
Mr. Fix-It.
Mr. Fix-It of New York in three terms. And if the American people haven't been completely brainwashed by their partisan news outlets, there will really be a test to see, okay, and you know, his astrology being an Aquarian is almost giving him the potential parallel to be like FDR in the last Depression and World War in an interesting way. The downside is that he'll be a 79 if he's made president on the 20th of January 2021, which, by the way, has unbelievably powerfully upheavalful conjunctions going on with that. I mean, it's a jaw dropper. On that day, that whoever is elected president is going to be a 0 degrees of the sun in Aquarius. Jupiter, the expansion planet or contraction into, you know, judgmentalism is 7 degrees. Saturn is 3 degrees. Layman's terms, they're in conjunction. They're magnifying this energy. Saturn being the limiter and the reality demander, and they're all squared Uranus and Taurus, which is means that it's going to conjure a growth point, to put it as positive as I can, a friction point that's saying, look at this, everybody. I'll rub it until it hurts if you don't face this. So whoever the president is going to be has got one of the most challenging charts at the official astrological birth of the next term, whether it's Trump or someone else, that I've ever seen. And it literally is almost a launch off into maybe that person, that presidential cycle might be the last as we know it. Because this other thing that's come up a lot in prophecies is that the 2020s is either a time for America to undergo a kind of civil distress, civil war, or a new revolution, a second American revolution. So, and it would be completed by the mid-2020s when, after Saturn leaves, you have then Pluto leaving in 2024 from Capricorn. That leaves only Uranus in its fall, agitating the ruler of Aquarius until it enters Gemini, which will then start harmoniously aspecting Saturn and Pluto, especially Pluto, also in Aquarius, which is the sign of revolution and the sign of the birth, truly the birth, the travail of the new age coming at last. And then the tide turns. If there's a truly an extinction event happening because of our climate misbehavior, the world will be collectively aware that where there's smoke, there's fire. And just like the last fourth turning, the people rolled up their sleeves, dropped their important ideas, saw that they were trifles compared to defeating Hitler. And this is so much bigger. This is literally, do we have a future in this planet or not? I believe that, I trust that the people of the world, and a lot of the prophets like Osho, my teacher and all, who saw this stuff coming in great detail, he says, I cannot believe people, when faced with the threat of global death, will not rise up because of the spirit of human beings and do the things they need to do to change themselves in the world to continue the future.
To do the right thing. Hey, 2019, John, was an incredible year for UFO information, possible disclosure. What's 2020 look like?
You know, with the... I feel that it's an atmosphere of upheaval in history that tends to be very favorable for things being... that have been covered up, getting a whole lot of public light. So if ever there was a time, and it's that this would happen, it's then. It's also the possibility, as I've said before, the theme of, as we have better and better telescopes, we're probably in the 2020s, we're going to be able to see whether people have, in the study, artificial light of cities or pollution or things that would indicate that they were at least in an industrial era, similar to what we were when our cities had electricity in the turn of the last century. So those extraterrestrial people are waiting for us to discover them.
Well, it's very possible that could indeed happen, John. By the way,
in the 2020s, I think that the atmosphere of the upheaval of the 2020s is the need to think differently or die. It's not just a nice little argument on radio or something. It really, when it is like, I've got to really think and feel differently, or I'm dead. Then that's when people think differently and take the risk.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.